We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
The Go Huskies podcast is presented by Air Van Moving, the official mover of Husky football, and your next move.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Live from the Mountaineering Club, high atop graduate Seattle.
Both arms up, touchdown Washington.
This is the Husky Football Coaches Show on the Washington Sports Network from Learfield.
Attacking and explosive is what I'd like to really think we're going to be.
The Husky Football Coaches Show is brought to you by Air Van Moving, the official mover of Husky football, and your next move. Now, alongside Coach Kalen DeBoer, here's the voice of the Huskies, Tony Castricone.
Here we go again. It's the Husky Football Coaches Show with Kalen DeBoer. I'm Tony Castricone. We are live at the Mountaineering Club at the Graduate Hotel in the U District in Seattle. And Coach, coming off a Pac-12 opener, a win over the Stanford Cardinal, 40-22. You get to 4-0 on the season, and you get to the first day of class. It feels like that's the big story today.
Yeah, there's a lot going on. Even just driving to the hotel here, it took a little longer.
Yeah, it
so
does.
A lot more people around campus today, for sure.
Yeah, the crosswalks are a little bit busier this time of year, but you got off to a good conference start with that win against Stanford, 40-22 the final score, and again, it just seemed like your team got out to those fast starts that you're looking for.
Yeah, the defense is doing a great job of getting off the field and the early that changed on us.
PA went up a little bit.
There we go. The defense is doing a great job of getting off the field early, and our offense just clicking, you know, early in the game. And so we're playing with a lead. We're pretty comfortable in those spots right now. We know that won't be the case throughout the entire year. So when adversity has hit, I think we've taken advantage and made it temporary and responded in a very positive way every time that's happened.
Great. Well, I can't wait to dive into the Stanford win a little bit more with you coming up in the next segment. Then we'll preview UCLA. Then at the bottom of the hour, number 21, co-captain Wayne Talapapa, running back from Hawaii, transfer from the University of Virginia, will be joining us for the last half hour. Can't wait to talk to him. One of my favorite Huskies I've met in quite some time. That's going to be a great conversation. We got a lot scheduled over the course of the next hour. We are live at the Graduate Hotels Mountaineering Club on the 16th floor, overlooking beautiful downtown Seattle, right here live on the Washington Sports Network from Learfield.
Ready to get back in the game? Great news. The movement experts at RET Physical Therapy and Healthcare Specialists can help you find relief and results and keep you off the sidelines. With over 40 convenient locations across Greater Seattle, contact RET Physical Therapy and Healthcare Specialists today at RETPTGroup.com to see a physical therapist. RET Physical Therapy and Healthcare Specialists, a proud sponsor of Washington Athletics and trusted choice for keeping Huskies fans in the game.
In purple rain and golden sunshine, fall Saturdays at Husky Stadium have been home to generations of loyal dog fans. For Washington faithful, there is no other place like home than on the shores of Montlake. As the official mover of Washington Husky football, Air Van Moving and Storage takes great pride in delivering the Huskies home for another dream season at Husky Stadium. We're also proud to serve the moving needs of Husky families as they move to their new homes and begin their own dream seasons. On your next move, look to the official mover of the Huskies to help meet all your personal shipping needs. Visit us today at airvanmoving.com or contact us direct at 1-800-681-9017.
This is the Washington Sports Network from Learfield.
Red Hook is proud to be the official craft beer of University of Washington Athletics and wants to remind fans that Red Hook Brew Lab is your ultimate game day destination. Located in the heart of Capitol Hill, less than 5 miles from campus, Brew Lab features 16 taps on draft, including your Red Hook favorites like Big Ballard Imperial IPA and Storm Surge Hazy IPA. Plus, a new and exciting food menu this fall you will not want to miss. With two patios, 10 big screen TVs, and game day specials, there's plenty of room for your whole crew all season long. Red Hook, the hardest working beer in the fridge. Please enjoy responsibly.
It's time to bring the big game to your backyard with battery power made by Steel. Our AK Homeowner System battery tools start at just $199.99. Find yours at over 10,000 local dealers. Steel is a proud supporter of your Washington Huskies. Real Steel. Find yours. All prices SNWSRP.
Mark 30-yard line. Snap to Penix. Penix looks. Goes for the home run for Adunze. It's caught. Touchdown, Rome Adunze. He got it 30 yards. What a catch by Rome Adunze. His sixth career touchdown catch. I don't know how he was able to pull that thing away from Jonathan McGill. But the Dogs sound the siren. It's 26-7. Washington leads Stanford.
Oh, my goodness. That is the NFL throw if I've ever seen it.
Yeah, what a hookup between Michael Penix and Rome Adunze. That's our Air Van Move of the Game, brought to you by Air Van Moving, official mover of Husky football, and your next move. And an amazing catch, an amazing throw, Coach. From when I saw that play live, it was really kind of hard to tell. It looked like the coverage was all over Rome Adunze, and Michael Penix put it in the one spot that Rome could make the play, and he held on for an amazing touchdown.
Well, there's more to it with that play. We had run that exact same concept, probably in a similar spot on the field earlier in the game. Rome was in the same spot, and the way Mike saw the coverage, there's some options Rome has in that play. Mm. And we got the exact same coverage earlier, and coming off the field, Mike was already talking with Rome about what he had seen, and they both make that adjustment. I can remember, when that play call was made, kind of like looking to see what the coverage might be and being 100% confident that Rome was going to be where Mike thought he was going to be because they had talked about it and discussed it. And they just played fast. That's what they did right there. And the coverage was great, but the throw was better and the catch was even better than that. And so, that's just where our guys are at right now. All receivers, whether they're open or not, got their head on a swivel because Mike's putting the ball in spots where really he's throwing them open. And sometimes they are tough catches. But I think of another catch where Jalen McMillan had one kind of over the top towards our sideline. Mike just kind of put it and dropped it right in over one defender and another in front of another. Yeah. One behind, one in front. And so Mike's just putting in the spots. He's throwing guys open, and the receivers – I think they're just continuing to be more and more confident that the ball's going to be there. Now they just got to go pull it down.
Are you I know Michael's got a lot of experience playing college football at this point. But does he even amaze you sometimes to see how frequently he's pinpoint accurate that way?
I think there's more and more throws where he's doing that, like different types of throws, not just balls down the sideline where they're back shoulder, ones where there's touch and – might be more in the middle of the field or deep down the field. I just think he's expanding what those great throws are. And that only comes when you get a chance to make them. And the more you get to throw the ball and, the longer you're doing this, the more opportunities that come up. But he's just super talented. And he can, visualize where he could throw that ball just so well before it's even happening. And, a receiver may feel – or defender may feel like they got good coverage, and in the end, he just throws them open.
It's been so fun to watch. You know, obviously, you can hear the smile on my face right now. This is a team that is – it looks like it loves each other, looks like it's having fun, and off to this 4-0 start after the win over Stanford, 40-22. We are live at the Graduate Hotel Seattle. Hey, if you're in town for the next game, make sure you visit Graduate Seattle, a handcrafted hotel in the heart of the U District. From panoramic views of our rooftop bar to our pet-friendly Art Deco digs, Graduate Seattle is the smartest place to stay for Husky fans. Check us out online, graduatehotels.com. All right, Rome had a huge game. It wasn't just that catch. It was the 61-yarder. It was the 8 catches for 168. And, you know, we've seen games where Jalen's gone off. Giles has had his big game against Portland State. Jalen Polk was the star against Michigan State. Now Rome just, you know, he was burning. He was red hot the other night. And I just think it goes as a testament not only to him, but just the depth of this room.
Yeah, and those guys are doing a great job of making those plays early in the game. You know, the week before, Jalen McMillan catches a ball deep down the sideline, puts us in scoring range, you know, on the first drive. Mm-hmm. Rome, the one that sticks out to me early in the game was a deeper crosser towards our sideline. He had to go down and get it.
Yeah.
You know, and Mike put it in the spot really where I thought where it needed to be. To get it away from the defender, but Rome goes down to the ground, and a lot of people will go down, and that ball's not going to be caught. And they're making plays early, allows us to stay on the field. We're converting. I thought there was a lot of, you know, third and fives and mid-range third and fourth downs that we converted, whether it be Rome or Jalen, and just kept us on the field. And the more we're on the field, the more that rhythm happens, and the more the confidence happens. And so, and obviously, you know, you got to stay on the field in order to score. But those guys are just right away coming out of the gates, starting fast. They're locked in, and they're excited to go out and make the next play.
Yeah, 4 games, 4 opening drives, 4 touchdowns. Starting fast is a pillar of your program. Yep. But to be able to go out and execute it week after week is a different thing.
Yeah, I've even just been thinking about, like, what are we doing now compared to what we've done in the past? And I think a lot of it is players making plays. The offensive staff and Coach Grubb doing a great job. But what else is there, too? Because I know we've done some of those things. You know, is it even just what we do for the walkthroughs and how locked in those guys are, whether it be earlier in the day or, you know, some places we haven't stayed at hotels the night before a game. And so are we extra locked in because we're together during that time? And so just, you know, trying to make sure, you know, you don't want to you don't have to reinvent the wheel, right?
Right.
But just you want to make sure that the things that seem to be leading to us being locked in, because it's not just the offense. The defense is doing a good job coming out of the blocks too. And so I like where we're at, like our mindset. We're hungry. We showed that. You know, there was really no or little, if there was. I think it was more of a rise than it was any drop-off from Michigan State to last week. And that says a lot about the guys because there was a lot of talk through all week long about, you know, that week 3 win.
Yeah, you bring up the defense. We've kind of gotten used to when we play Stanford, we know we're going to kick off at the beginning of the game because we want to defer and they want to take the football, mm-hmm. and that's just the way it goes. And usually it's a 5-hour drive down the field to open mm-hmm. it up, and they score and half the first quarter's gone, and now you're behind the eight ball. Your defense sets the tone in this game with a 3-and-out.
Yeah, they did, and just getting after the passer all day was really the story, mm-hmm. and that started right away, you know. And our guys dialed it up and got a lot of pressure early and often, and got a lot of confidence there. I think we felt like that was going to be how it was going to go down, mm-hmm. And what we would do against their RPO game, against their drop back when we forced them into those situations. But you don't know until you play the game, and so super proud of the guys in executing and a lot of different looks that we showed, and the guys executed and got home.
I noticed when you gave out your Husky Player of the Weeks this week for the power on the defensive side, just give it to the whole front.
Yeah, I mean, that was what it was.
That's hard to choose.
You know, we didn't even pick just the starters. It was everyone because we played a lot of guys, and we didn't just pick the D-line. It was the linebackers that were heavily involved too. So, yeah, they earned it. They did a great job playing together.
Yeah, well, and you also talk about okay, so the turnover part of the game, you did get 8 mm-hmm. sacks, but can you actually turn these guys over? And that was maybe something that I was kind of waiting to see a few more of in a game. Certainly week one, Asa Turner had the couple picks. He's been banged up. Haven't generated as many turnovers as you might think, but that wasn't the case against Stanford, and it was the defensive front that came up with all of them. Cam Bright had the pick. Tuitele pounced on a couple of strip sacks.
Yeah, and, with that RPO, once our DBs made the quarterback pull it, you know, based on the read, I thought our guys did a great job of really clamping down and not making that throw easy. And once he had to double clutch, that was enough time with many of those RPOs to where we could get home. Because, you know, you're not setting as an offensive lineman like you would mm-hmm. in a normal drop back pass. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, those linemen think that the ball is being run behind them. And, the ball's got to come out quicker. And with the slow mesh that they run, and then also just our corners in particular, doing a really good job of just being physical up on the line of scrimmage, not getting beat right off the line. The only thing that they really did was threw a couple fades down the sideline where, they earned it and they did a good job. And that's going to happen when they pull up and throw because, you know, really an RPO is trying to take advantage of a one-on-one situation.
Yeah. The running game was working in addition to the passing game. Wayne Talapapa with the first 100-yard game for a running back for the Huskies this year. And just explosive. 13 carries, 120 yards, the longest run of his career. I think actually the two longest runs of his career came in this game. And it just really felt like he was the hot hand. He was in a groove.
No question. It's good to see that happen. And Wayne, works so hard every single day. You'll love talking with him here on the air in a few minutes. But, the cool thing about that is that we took another step. You know, we took a step running the football, and we got to keep doing that because our offense, you know, right now it's pass. Not that we're calling that many more, but that's really where we're eating up the big chunks. And we saw some chunk runs, and we're going to need that. We know that at some point weather's going to hit us, and it's going to hit us in October, November. And if you're going to win a championship, it's got to happen. You know, it's going to happen where there's going to be weather affected. And so we got to continue to make ourselves to where things like that, the variables that we can't control, aren't going to manipulate us and our chances of winning.
Yeah, every November football game is in the Pacific Northwest. Yep. We're not going down to Arizona or SoCal for any of those. Last time we were in Pullman, it snowed the whole game.
Yep.
You're right. That's absolutely going to be a factor. And then, can special teams perform? And I thought this week, for you to have the Pac-12 Special Teams Player of the Week, Peyton Henry, not just 4-for-4 on the extra points, but I know you want to punch him in. You want to finish the drives with touchdowns, but you need to be able to count on getting three, and he did that four times, once from 47 yards.
Yeah, just gaining more and more confidence in Peyton. And that whole with Jaden and, long snapping, I mean, he does a great job. And so Jack is our holder, and there's just that unit practices all day, every day, just the snap kick hold or hold and kick. And, I thought Peyton hit the ball the best he's hit it all year, practice included. There's been a couple, even just field goals weeks one and two where, it just wasn't that pop. And, if there wasn't crowd noise, you'd be able to hear the difference. I thought he hit that 47-yarder, and it was good from the beginning. There was really not a question, at least from where I was standing. And so really like the way he's progressing. I think maybe, I'd like to think this a little bit, that, the kicks that were taken off of him with Grady kicking off is also helping Peyton, just his legs staying fresh. And so we're reaping the rewards, both with our kickoff team, and also with just the consistency we're getting in the field goal.
Well, if you continue to score as many touchdowns as you want to score, there's going to be a lot of kickoffs, right?
That's the whole thing.
Yeah.
And that's where if you're going to score a lot of points, you're going to have a lot of kicks, somewhere between 15 and 18 kicks a game,
And
that's just if you're kicking extra points. Now you had a couple field goals in there.
Yeah.
And then every kick after that on a kickoff, those add up on a guy's leg.
Yeah, so safe to say now three games in, Grady Gross is going to continue to be a part of this game plan this year?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think we'll have different options. Schrock is also now coming back. He was not really available to us early part of the season, and he actually has a pretty big leg too. And so he's another lefty. Just add a lefty to everything we have, whether it be kickers, quarterbacks, you name it. So and so we got great competition right there. The cool thing, it's just very similar to the quarterbacks competition we had earlier. You know, those guys are all in there helping each other out, and they want each other to be successful.
We'll talk to Wayne Talapapa at the bottom of the hour, but coming up next, Coach DeBoer previews UCLA for us. That's the challenge on Friday night. It's a Friday night game, 7:35 kickoff at the Rose Bowl. That's when we continue live from the Graduate Hotel, the Mountaineering Club on the 16th floor. This is Husky Football from Learfield.
Saturdays are made for football, and when the game is on, we're finally off. Off duty, offline, out of office. At Cracked Coors Light is our do not disturb message to the world. On game day, we don't think about the 9-to-5, but worry about the 4th and 1. So this Saturday, grab a Coors Light, press play on some pigskin, and pause on everything else. Coors Light, mountain cold refreshments, made to chill. Proud partner of Husky Athletics. 2021 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Hello, dog fans. AstroTurf, the icon that invented their industry, is thrilled to provide the stage for all the exciting moments that will occur at Husky Stadium this football season. AstroTurf's distributor in the Pacific Northwest, Coast to Coast Turf, is excited to bring a premium playing surface to Husky Stadium with the AstroTurf Root Zone 3D3 Blend Synthetic Turf System, offering supreme safety, durability, innovation, and reduced maintenance. Coast to Coast Turf, serving the Pacific Northwest and AstroTurf, the brand, since 1965.
This is the Washington Sports Network from Learfield.
Ready to get back in the game? Great news. The movement experts at RET Physical Therapy and Healthcare Specialists can help you find relief and results and keep you off the sidelines. With over 40 convenient locations across Greater Seattle, contact RET Physical Therapy and Healthcare Specialists today at RETPTGroup.com to see a physical therapist. RET Physical Therapy and Healthcare Specialists, a proud sponsor of Washington Athletics and trusted choice for keeping Huskies fans in the game.
In purple rain and golden sunshine, fall Saturdays at Husky Stadium have been home to generations of loyal dog fans. For Washington faithful, there is no other place like home than on the shores of Montlake. As the official mover of Washington Husky football, Air Van Moving and Storage takes great pride in delivering the Huskies home for another dream season at Husky Stadium. We're also proud to serve the moving needs of Husky families as they move to their new homes and begin their own dream seasons. On your next move, look to the official mover of the Huskies to help meet all your personal shipping needs. Visit us today at airvanmoving.com or contact us direct at 1-800-681-9017.
Back on the Husky Football Coaches Show, live at the Graduate Hotel and the Mountaineering Club on the 16th floor with our rooftop views. And it's really great this time of year because that 6 to 7 hour, that sun is going to be setting right over the Olympics. It is absolutely beautiful from up here. Hey, make sure you download the Go Huskies mobile app presented by WaFed Bank to access mobile ticketing, audio streaming, all team access, score schedules, breaking news, and you can try our all-new purple and gold pick'em game to put your football predictions to the test. Coach, Friday night game at the Rose Bowl against UCLA. There's only three games in all college football this weekend that have undefeated teams playing each other. Ours is one of them. Really can't wait to see these two teams go toe-to-toe. Both have put up a ton of yards, a ton of points early on this season. But UCLA seems to certainly have found their groove now in the fifth year of the Chip Kelly era.
Yeah, Chip's doing a great job. You know, they get 4-0, and you know he's running the offense, and you expect big numbers like they've been putting up when he's calling the shots. And you know, it's especially easy, just like we're talking about Penix and what he's doing at quarterback. I think their success is pretty much because of the quarterback they have, you know, with DTR. And so he's been there 5 years. I remember him as a freshman in 2018.
Yeah,
we actually played them before as well, and then last year. And I think he's improved even just since last year, especially with his confidence throwing, decision-making. He's light years different than what he was 4 or 5 years ago. And he's running the show. He's got some guys around him. You know, Charbonnet at tailback is going to be as tough as we see. You know, he's just physical. He's twitchy. He's a big kid. And, you know, can run inside and out. You know, we've had trouble bringing him down whenever we faced him in the past. And so Big, tall receiver, Bobo, you know, transferred in. And some other guys that are just adding to the arsenal. And the big thing, you know, is they're just keeping him under wraps. And, you know, how do you do that? You bring pressure and, you know, you bring the pressure and miss. Now he's really off and running. And, you know, you drop back and let him have all day. And he's smart enough to know where to go with the football. So, you know, that's going to be a tough test for our defense. There's no doubt about it that we have our hands full. And it'll be a big part of the game.
It seems to me just as I take a look at spread offenses around college football, most of them get the majority of their yards throwing the football, and there are only a few that really spread it out and run. Chip Kelly's got one of them. You've kind of played one in Kent State earlier this year. Are there similarities there? Does it help to have played Kent State so far? I know it's different athletes, but, you know, it just seems – I wonder how similar those styles are that you see.
I would say Kent State going into the game was probably more run than what UCLA is, especially, you know, just with the tempo and the things that they try to do. It's different, but the piece where, you know, especially in the passing game with the quarterbacks back there, you know, you can lock everyone down. You can cover everyone, do a great job. And, you know, all it takes is that one little lane for a quarterback, you know, like the Kent State quarterback and like DTR, just step up. And it's, you know, moving the chains is what happens when they make good, smart decisions. And, you know, it's third and seven, and all of a sudden, you know, they just step up and 7 yards goes fast when you got guys like that can run.
Yeah, and it seems like third down conversions can be really, especially third and long, it can be real demoralizing for a defense too. Yeah. Trying to just stay positive in those situations. Zach Charbonnet, you mentioned him. You know, when I read about him, I keep hearing the word vision come up. People keep talking about his vision. What's noticeable about the way that he attacks his yardage that people can tell that he's got great
vision? I think it's probably where he's running. He's running to all areas, inside and out. He's cutting back. He's making guys miss the second level. You know, so I think it's all those things. He's just, you know, with experience comes those things, especially if you're super talented. And, you know, when do you lower your head and fall ahead for yards, and when do you really make that guy miss? And it seems like he's got a good balance of both. You know, it's hard to bring down and hard to get your hands on him, too.
Our defense has been really good so far this year against the run, and it seems like, you know, if we've been hurt in the running game at all, it is kind of plays breaking down and quarterbacks kind of making plays. Stanford's Casey Filkins had the most success so far this year, but still we're pretty reasonably able to keep him under wraps. Do you feel that this run defense is a real strength of the defense that we have?
Yeah, I think when it's something similar, you know, to where we faced the last 2 weeks, where you don't necessarily have that quarterback that can take over a game, you know, that's going to be different this weekend. And we can hone in on just what those schemes are. That's not just us. That's going to be a lot of good run-stopping defenses. But I think we're really locked in on our gaps and trusting each other and where guys are fitting in from the second and third levels, corners, linebackers and safeties. And, you know, we're gaining a lot of trust and confidence. And the more reps we have in the defense, the more that consistency will happen and the less blown assignments. You know, sometimes the big runs right now has still been a blown assignment. You know, I think, for instance, you know, we're still learning to play games in our own stadium when it's loud.
Yeah, okay.
You know, and so guys just having to communicate, and there's been a growing a pain here and there with some of those things. You know, the scheme was good, and you know, the guys know what they're doing. It's just that part of the communication didn't get to one person, you know, and so that's been a breakdown a couple times, and, you know, we're fixing those one by one and just really, you know, honing in, and the more reps those guys get, the more the successful they've been.
ZTF told us on the postgame show Saturday night, he's like, Husky Nation was amazing. Sometimes I just want to be like, hey, can you give me like 1 second so I can talk to my own guy before? Because, I mean, it's a challenge for both sides of the ball.
There's no doubt. And ZTF and the defensive ends, they're heavily involved in a lot of that communication. You know, you think mainly the secondary and coverages, but just with how we do things, I mean, there's a lot happening.
So your rush defense is 10th in the nation in yards per carry allowed, 2.64. Number nine is UCLA at 2.61. They have been pretty good against the run themselves. They've got a pretty formidable front. I wonder what you've seen from UCLA's defensive front so far.
Well, they got some new guys that have come into the program. They have a lot of transfers across the board.
Yeah.
But the edges are bigger guys. They're 262, and they're twin brothers. And
yeah.
They obviously, Latu is just wreaking havoc with everyone in the pass rush. And so those guys are just doing a great job. And then they have a good rotation of a number of guys inside that. Got those big bodies, not quite like MJ Ale, but a lot of guys that just good stout defenders in there. So, they're eating up blocks and allowing the linebackers to run, and, they got some good players.
It's going to be fun to just step on that field. The Rose Bowl is a special place. I know it's different for a UCLA home game than it is on January 1st, mm-hmm. for sure, but it still just reeks of college football history. I mean, I know – you're a guy that grew up in the Midwest loving the game, and you just remember those old Big Ten, yeah. Pac-10 showdowns in the Rose Bowl every January 1st. It's going to be a lot of fun to be there.
Yeah, I remember the first time getting a chance to coach there. It's just, you're right. It's one of those memorable places, and, it's cool for our guys to get that experience to play even a regular season game, mm-hmm. there. When you're around the facility, there's a lot of pictures that are posted up, notice it when you're up in the press box, and all the history that's happened there. There's a few things even in the opponent's locker room of all the events, not even just football games,
sure.
the events that have happened there too.
Yeah.
So got a lot of history there.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. It'll be a 7:35 kickoff Friday night right here on the network. Washington at UCLA, both teams are 4-0. Dogs try to get to 5-0, and Wayne Talapapa is a big part of that. He joins us next on the Husky Football Coaches Show on the Washington Sports Network from Learfield.
For over 60 years, UW Medicine has been here for you, for your family, for our community. Today, we're still the only healthcare system in Washington directly connecting care with a top-rated medical school and a research powerhouse. It's our continuing promise to you that in times of joy, times of hope, times of uncertainty, you will always receive a higher degree of healthcare. UW Medicine, a higher degree of healthcare.
Brown Family Vineyards is a proud partner of University of Washington Athletics. Founded by Husky grad Andrew Brown, this family-owned winery is committed to world-class production with its roots in Walla Walla, the heart of Washington wine country. With more than 100 critical scores of 90-plus points, every decision made, from the vineyard to the bottle, reflects a commitment to premium Washington State wine of exceptional quality and assures cellar-worthy vintages that stand the test of time. Stop by one of Brown's tasting rooms in downtown Walla Walla, Seattle's historic Pioneer Square, or Tacoma's Proctor District now through the end of September, and mention Husky Athletics to receive a complimentary flight with any purchase of a full-price one.
This is the Washington Sports Network from Learfield.
Hello, dog fans. AstroTurf, the icon that invented their industry, is thrilled to provide the stage for all the exciting moments that will occur at Husky Stadium this football season. AstroTurf's distributor in the Pacific Northwest, Coast to Coast Turf, is excited to bring a premium playing surface to Husky Stadium with the AstroTurf Root Zone 3D3 Blend Synthetic Turf System, offering supreme safety, durability, innovation, and reduced maintenance. Coast to Coast Turf, serving the Pacific Northwest, and AstroTurf, the brand, since 1965.
In purple rain and golden sunshine, fall Saturdays at Husky Stadium have been home to generations of loyal dog fans. For Washington faithful, there is no other place like home than on the shores of Montlake. As the official mover of Washington Husky football, Air Van Moving and Storage takes great pride in delivering the Huskies home for another dream season at Husky Stadium. We're also proud to serve the moving needs of Husky families as they move to their new homes and begin their own dream seasons. On your next move, look to the official mover of the Huskies to help meet all your personal shipping needs. Visit us today at airvanmoving.com or contact us direct at 1-800-681-9017.
This is the Washington Sports Network from Learfield.
Left hand mark, 34-yard line of Stanford territory. Hand off, Wayne Talapapa.
Big crease left side. Stiff arm, and there he goes. 20, 10, 5, touchdown. Wayne Talapapa. He houses it from 34 yards out. What a game for Big Papa. 76 yards and a 34-yard explosive to give the Dogs a 16-0 lead on Stanford.
And we've got a blushing Wayne Talapapa joining us here on the Husky Football Coaches Show live at the Graduate Hotel. Longest run of your career, Wayne. 36 games of college football. That was your longest run. And that had to feel pretty good in the win against Stanford on Saturday.
Yeah, it was awesome. It was a great feeling to be able to do that. And what a blessing it was to kind of do it here at this program. So, yeah, really excited about it.
Well, thanks for joining us today here on the Coaches Show. Real quick, want to tell Husky fans you can predict the outcomes of Husky games throughout the season with the free-to-play Purple and Gold Pick'em game. Simply answer questions and win prizes, including game day VIP experiences, autographed merchandise, and more. Play Purple and Gold Pick'em now inside the Go Huskies app. All right. I told you, I asked you before the season when we had a conversation, I said, you got any nicknames? And you said, oh, Big Papa's one. The Samoan Slasher is one. I forgot about the Samoan Slasher until I just revisited my notes about you. I might have to break that up. But we've been going Big Papa all year, and it seems to be a hit. People like it.
Yeah, I like it. I think it's funny. It's nice to hear the fans kind of come to me and say the same thing. So, yeah, keep it going for
all
sure.
Right. All right. I want to dive into your story a little bit here because, you know, you're from Hawaii. And, you know, you got a few scholarship offers coming out of school, but one of them was from Annapolis. You got a scholarship offer to join the Naval Academy. Was that something that you remember really seriously considering? And tell me a little bit about just that whole thing, talking to a service academy.
Oh, definitely. It was something I was looking into specifically because of Coach Numatalolo at the time. Mm. I mean, they have a great program, and it's also, you know, just a great school in general. And so, yeah, definitely was looking forward to that. I was really looking at all my opportunities. I wasn't very highly recruited coming out of high school. And so, you know, I just wanted to continue to play football and go to a good school where I could, you know, further my education as well. So
you know, your high school class of 2016, and maybe on signing day, it's like, okay, where are you going to go? Are you going to go to Navy? Are you going to go to BYU? Are you going to go to Virginia? And it's like, I'm going to go to Nicaragua, right? I mean, you did the church mission. Tell me about just that whole process. You know, did you know for sure that you were going to do that right after high school? And how did you end up going to Nicaragua?
Well, I knew it was something I wanted to do from a very young age. Okay. The coaches from Virginia were the ones who respected that decision of mine. And so, you know, obviously went out well. But, you know, when I decided to go on a mission, it was more so for myself to grow as a person, but also help people in general who, you know, are more in need than I am. And so it was a great experience for me. Personally, you know, thinking about it, you have to grow up as a man. You have to put others before yourself. And you also learned a lot about yourself and how to trust Heavenly Father and things like that. And so I think it helped me to mature at a very young age. I went when I was, you know, at the mere age of 18. And, you know, not a lot of 18-year-olds are doing that. And so I think it was a great experience for me just to get out of the house and kind of learn something about myself that I can, you know, live on my own and I can achieve these things, you know, without parental guidance all the time.
Yeah. So, I mean, to get out of the house, you can go to the movies, you know.
Right.
There's a lot of different – to go to Nicaragua and serve for 2 years. I mean, what's that say about number 21, Coach?
Yeah, I think we're already figuring out why, you know, where his maturity and all that comes from and why he was voted a team captain.
Yeah.
You know, you can just tell, Amy, he just – it comes from him from the minute you meet Wayne, you know, just and the impact he had with the guys. And it was serious and – it was fun at the same time, and you know, he's not only grown, but you know, he's really helped our team grow.
Yeah. Oh, no question about it. I want to get more into what that experience was like for you. I mean, when you told me that you were assigned Nicaragua, right? I mean, it was Nicaragua chose you. You didn't choose Nicaragua, and it was a thing at first where you didn't even know for sure where it was, right? How intimidating is that? And then just the leap of faith that it was to step out and be like, I'm going to go ahead and give these next couple of years to this experience, you know, for better or for worse.
Yeah, it was interesting. So on my application, because, you know, every missionary has to apply in order to go on a mission, I put specifically on the papers that I don't feel comfortable, you know, learning a new language. I don't feel comfortable leaving the country. You know, Hawaii was all I knew, and obviously English and Samoan is all I knew at the time as well. And so when I got that calling, obviously it was a big wake-up call. You know, God has some different for me.
Yeah.
A different plan, a different path. And so I decided to roll with it, and it was very intimidating, but my parents, you know, have always instilled to me to take the challenges head on, and you know, it's coming regardless, so you might as well attack it. And I think that's what I did with when it came to preparation, learning the language. I ended up falling in love with Spanish, and I majored in it so much so yeah, it's just something you got to attack. You know it's coming forward, so you got to go get it.
There's a handful of guys that you do see around college football that they put college football off for a couple years to go on a church mission. And I always kind of wonder, it requires such competitiveness in order to play college football. Where is football in your mind during those 2 years? Are you, like, trying to work out just to stay in shape? Are you half still thinking about that while you're doing your other stuff? Like, how do you try to balance that? Because you got to go – you got to dive all into this mission. And right. then you got to dive all back into football after it's over.
Right. So it was interesting, actually. So on the mission, you know, we're strictly focused on the work that we're doing out there and, you know, trying to help people as much as we can with service projects and also just preaching and whatnot. Mm-hmm. But, you know, personally, I kind of had time off in the day where I would learn how to make concrete weights. So while I was up there, I learned from certain members of the church up there how to make concrete weights out of dirt. And they have this powder soil that we use and water. So it's a mixture. And every 3 weeks, those weights would break down. They were only about come out to 40 pounds. So they would break down every 4 weeks. So I'd have to remake them. Oh, and it was a tough process, but I really wanted to keep in shape. Football was always in the back of my mind. Obviously, I was focused on my work, but I was also, you know, I had dreams to sure. continue to play. And so I would make those weights. I'd learn how to make jump ropes out of certain rope material, out of trees and stuff, which was pretty cool. You know, I got to learn a lot from the people out there and how they got to work out. And so kind of applying that into my kind of home workouts is what I'd say. And so, and then also, you know, the diet out there is a lot different. You know, you go to Nicaragua and, you know, their main source of meal is like beans and rice.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, amazing. Well, it tastes really good. I love it. You know, yeah. I miss it every day.
Yeah.
It isn't, you know, the most resourceful when it comes to you're trying to build up weight and whatnot. And so I came back at 187 and, you know, I had to work a lot on that, but I try to stay in some type of shape and form.
Yeah. Wow. I never have a reason to not work out ever again. When I try to make my excuses, it's like, well, if you want to, you can make your own weights right, out of, you
right.
know.
It's always a way. Always
There's
a way.
Always a way. It's an incredible story. And clearly you stayed in good enough shape to actually still be an impact player. I know that you played as a true freshman when you made it to Virginia. Of course, you decided to transfer out here. And tell me a little bit about that process. You know, I think it was Coach Brechterfield that you talked to first. What was that conversation like, and how did you end up here at the UW?
Well, yeah, just to say, like, I love the coaches all at UVA currently. Coach Elliott is a great coach. I had a couple conversations with him, but I just felt like I needed something new just for myself and also to get closer to home. And, you know, I got in the coach contact with Coach Inoki, and, you know, it was a genuine conversation. We talked about not strictly just about football, but also, you know, what I wanted in the school and what he was looking for in the player. And so I think one of the first conversations that I had with all the coaches was over FaceTime, and that was, again, if it was a genuine connection. I felt like they were family from the very beginning. And then you add in that visit that I had, you know, coming out here. We didn't just focus on, you know, what we could do on the field, but also just in this community in Seattle and, you know, just the energy around it. And so I fell in love with it from top to bottom. It was an amazing experience. So I had no choice, you know, personally. I just felt like it was a no-brainer to come here.
When you're looking for depth in the running back room, how did you hear about Wayne Talapapa and then end up, you know, what's that conversation like, Coach, the first time you get a chance to meet him and see this kid?
Well, I think you look at our situation, you know, and we were thin in numbers, and you had some older guys, but we weren't even sure about their health status.
Right.
And so just I think the timing of everything was so perfect with Wayne. I think, you know, finding someone who's older, someone who has some experience, and then when you really just got to know him, you just fell in love with him. You know, all the things you're hearing right now, I'm just sitting back and listening and thinking about the perspective he has and, you know, how I can see those different things he's talking about playing themselves out through his eyes, you know, football or non-football related. Mm-hmm. And, yeah. I mean, the seriousness, but also just the perspective he has. Like, this is really important, you know, to be a great football player. But he can step back and also know, man, you know, there's a bigger picture in life as well that he's you know, killing right now. He's just doing an awesome job in all those areas.
So cool. Wayne Talapapa, 120 yards against Stanford. We will talk to you more about kind of your backstory, but also want to get your thoughts on the season so far, looking ahead to UCLA, playing in the Rose Bowl just about 48 hours from right now. This is the Husky Football Coaches Show on the Washington Sports Network, live at the Graduate Hotel. Now this for Red Hook.
Red Hook is proud to be the official craft beer of University of Washington Athletics and wants to remind fans that Red Hook Brew Lab is your ultimate game day destination. Located in the heart of Capitol Hill, less than 5 miles from campus, Brew Lab features 16 taps on draft, including your Red Hook favorites like Big Ballard Imperial IPA and Storm Surge Hazy IPA. Plus, a new and exciting food menu this fall you will not want to miss. With two patios, 10 big screen TVs, and game day specials, there's plenty of room for your whole crew all season long. Red Hook, the hardest working beer in the fridge. Please enjoy responsibly.
It's time to bring the big game to your backyard with battery power made by Steel. RAK Homeowner System battery tools start at just $199.99. Find yours at over 10,000 local dealers. Steel is a proud supporter of your Washington Huskies. Real Steel. Find yours. All prices SNWSRP.
This is the Washington Sports Network from Learfield.
For over 60 years, UW Medicine has been here for you, for your family, for our community. Today, we're still the only healthcare system in Washington directly connecting care with a top-rated medical school and a research powerhouse. It's our continuing promise to you that in times of joy, times of hope, times of uncertainty, you will always receive a higher degree of healthcare. UW Medicine, a higher degree of healthcare.
Hello, dog fans. AstroTurf, the icon that invented their industry, is thrilled to provide the stage for all the exciting moments that will occur at Husky Stadium this football season. AstroTurf's distributor in the Pacific Northwest, Coast to Coast Turf, is excited to bring a premium playing surface to Husky Stadium with the AstroTurf Root Zone 3D3 Blend Synthetic Turf System, offering supreme safety, durability, innovation, and reduced maintenance. Coast to Coast Turf, serving the Pacific Northwest, and AstroTurf, the brand, since 1965.
There's a snap to Penix. Penix in the pocket, throws near side. It's caught right at the pylon. Is he in? Yes, two arms up for Wayne Talapapa. Touchdown, Huskies, as Cal Halliday got beat on the right side. And a fastball from Michael Penix to Wayne Talapapa. Big Papa, 22-0 Dogs.
Man, that play, that stadium erupted on that touchdown. Wayne, what do you remember about that moment when Washington takes a 22-0 lead against Michigan State? I mean, that was the game of the year up to that point, national TV. And for us to get out to that 22-0 start, and that play was just incredible.
Right. I mean, it was awesome. Ran my route, tried to do my job as best as I could. I turned around, and the ball seemed to be – within seconds away.
In your face,
so
mask.
I had no choice but to catch it. You know, in those kind of moments, in those situations, your quarterback trusts you. You gotta continue to earn that trust. And so, yeah, hopefully Mike can continue to see me on the outside, maybe. But yeah, it was an awesome play.
Did that sting a little bit? Was it kind of like catching a foul ball at a baseball game?
Oh yeah, I thought he threw a 95 mile per hour fastball. So I just kind of grabbed it and held on fast as I could, and it worked out well. So. Yeah,
Coach, I want to ask you, Wayne, you know, well, we talked to Ryan Grubb earlier this year just about the offense and the role that the running backs need to play. And he said, man, you know, we need our running backs to be like a Marshall Faulk type, like a guy that can do it all, not just be a great ball carrier, but they got to catch passes out of the backfield to be successful in this offense. What have you seen in number 21 that's kind of allowed him to kind of grow into being the all-purpose player that he is?
Yeah, I think, number one, the willingness to go do those things and not just want to line up at tailback like a lot of tailbacks do. And him, you know, diving into the playbook and learning it extremely fast when you have all these spots where you're lining up, all the motions that the running backs are involved with, you know, the routes they got to run, you know, and then obviously the talent piece too. comes into play where, you know, like Wayne said, the ball's coming extremely fast, and he just made it really look really easy. You know, one, he caught it, and he just kind of like nonchalantly just kind of crossed the pylon or crossed the goal line, you know, right inside the pylon. And so he just has done a great job. You know, he's an awesome coach. I'll never forget earlier in camp, there was a day where he wasn't feeling as good. I didn't know about it until the next day or two later, you know, and I'm like, hey, you feeling all right? And the first thing he goes to is like, yeah, I feel fine. You know, but there was like the part that he said after that is, you know, it was a practice that he wasn't as proud of.
Oh,
and he's like,
wow.
I got to be much better. I got to be much better. You know, like, it's no excuse, you know, and he's just got this mindset like, you know, we got to be great every single day. And that's just, I think, how he lives his life. And obviously, you know, how important it is to do a great job, you know, in his position.
That's awesome. Coach was just talking about the playbook. It feels just calling the plays like there are a lot of formations, a lot of plays, a lot of motions, a lot for you to memorize in a short amount of time. Mm-hmm. You show up and then 6 weeks later, you're a co-captain on this team. Tell me about what learning this offense and kind of immersing yourself in this team has been like for you.
Right. I won't lie. I mean, it was difficult. This offense, you know, you've seen it for four games. You know, we move around a lot. We try to keep the defense on their toes. We want to be on the attacking side of everything. And so I think, you know, what made it easier was the coaches from the very beginning, the installs that we've had, the practices, the walkthroughs. The very many, you know, times that the players would come out to help me as well made it a lot easier. And so, obviously, it's continuing to be a learning process because, you know, although you guys have seen a lot, there's still more to this offense that is going to be discovered, which is pretty cool and super awesome. So, really excited about, you know, continuing to learn in this process. And, you know, like Coach Grubb said and like Coach DeBoer said, you know, there's expected a lot out of the running backs, and we want to continue to improve in that.
That's cool. Lee Marks, running backs coach, told me that he got all the running backs together this morning for your meeting, and he said he opened it up by asking, wanted everybody to go around and say something you're grateful for. What did you say today?
I said my family, my parents. Yeah, love them. I actually had a conversation with them last night, and, you know, just talking about everything that we're grateful for, everything that you know, we continue to pray for and all the blessings that we have currently. And so super grateful for my family. They always keep me in check, keep me humble, which is what family is for. So, yeah.
That's great. Your parents seem pretty dedicated to me. They made it from Hawaii to Virginia for a lot of football games. Right. And what you told me earlier was that's not one, that's not two, that's three connections, four different flights that you have to take to get from Honolulu to Charlottesville.
Yeah.
How thrilled are they with that that direct shot, Alaska Airlines, boom, here we are, we're in Seattle?
I was super happy. I mean, you know, it's hard for my dad not to hop on a flight and just come over. For him, it's like a nice little bike ride now, you know, in consideration, you know, thinking about Virginia and what they had to do to get to games over there. But, yeah, they're the reason I'm here. And, you know, I kind of see that support everywhere, and a lot of parents too compliment my parents on their travel and, you know, what they're able to do just to come and support their kids. So yeah,
awesome. I live three time zones from my parents, and that can be hard, right? You know, and so you were six time zones from your parents. How difficult is that? Like, when you want to pick up the phone and make a call, but, you know, like, I don't want to wake them up. It's 3:30 in the morning. Right. Whatever sort of thing. Was that hard on you? And how nice is it to now be so much closer, you know, relatively speaking?
Yeah, I'd say for a second it was tough. You know, you always want to call your parents when you're trying to make a doctor's appointment or something like that. But, you know, they made a lot of sacrifices to stay up late at night or, you know, wake up early morning and talk to me as well. And I think, you know, going on a mission as well, being separated from them for such a long time kind of helped with that in terms of maturity and, you know, being able to be independent in that term. So.
That's awesome. Wayne Talapapa, great Husky. We've got more for him. We want to preview this game against UCLA coming up on Friday night. 7:35 kickoff at the Rose Bowl. Two unbeaten teams, Washington and UCLA, coming up. Now this for Coors Light.
Saturdays are made for football. And when the game is on, we're finally off. Off duty, offline, out of office. A cracked Coors Light is our do not disturb message to the world. On game day, we don't think about the 9-to-5, but worry about the 4th-and-1. So this Saturday, grab a Coors Light, press play on some pigskin, and pause on everything else. Coors Light, mountain cold refreshments, made to chill. Proud partner of Husky Athletics. 2021 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
We're back, dogs, and University Bookstore has everything Husky fans need to gear up for the return of football season. Shop the largest selection of officially licensed Husky gear from top brands like Adidas, Champion, Tommy Bahama, and even more exclusive gear only available at University Bookstore and ubookstore.com. University Bookstore is 100% Husky, 100% official, and 100% you. Stop by our store or visit ubookstore.com for the best selection of official Husky gear today.
This is the Washington Sports Network from Learfield.
It's time to bring the big game to your backyard with battery power made by Steel. RAK Homeowner System battery tools start at just $199.99. Find yours at over 10,000 local dealers. Steel is a proud supporter of your Washington Huskies. Real Steel. Find yours. All prices SNW SRP.
Ready to get back in the game? Great news. The movement experts at RET Physical Therapy and Healthcare Specialists can help you find relief and results and keep you off the sidelines. With over 40 convenient locations across Greater Seattle, contact RET Physical Therapy and Healthcare Specialists today at RETPTGroup.com to see a physical therapist. RET Physical Therapy and Healthcare Specialists, a proud sponsor of Washington Athletics and trusted choice for keeping Huskies fans in the game.
Fourth down and inches. Penix out of the pistol with Talapapa behind him. The motion to Dunze. There's the snap. And Talapapa! The C parts! He walks into the end zone! 27 yards! Touchdown, Washington! Wayne Talapapa! They called him Big Papa at Virginia, and he scores the first 6 points of the season. That was the season opener against Kent State. First drive of the year. And, Wayne, I think we're all like kind of excited as Husky fans to see, okay, this new offense, what's it going to look like? What's it going to look like? And you're out here in your first time as a Washington Husky, four plays, 37 yards, four handoffs to Big 21, right to the house. I mean, what kind of debut – like, how good did that feel for that to be the first drive of the season for you?
Oh, it was very cool. I mean, just to see the trust that the coaches had on our offense to go out there and run the ball continuously. I think, you know, my favorite play of that game was the fourth down on our own 32, backed up. Just to see the trust that they had in us to kind of pull that off was super awesome. It was a sneak with Mike, and man, it was huge. That's going to be one of my favorite plays of the season.
All right, we've got 4-0 versus 4-0. One of only three games in all of college football with two undefeated teams playing each other coming up this weekend. It's Washington at UCLA. What do you see out of this UCLA front, Wayne, so far? They are ninth in the nation, allowing just 2.61 yards per carry.
Yeah, they're big and solid physical guys. I mean, we have those Murphy brothers. Coach was talking about the twins that have done a great job off the edges, and then those interior guys are also big. Then led by, you know, a great linebacker group in Darius Mulisau, number 53, who's, you know, been coast to coast, and he's done pretty well. I think he leads that team in tackles, and so very physical guys up front. You know, we want to do our best to keep them on their toes and keep them guessing, and so you know, we gotta continue to be physical as well and improve with every game. And this is another big challenge for us, so we're really excited about it.
You've been the starter this year, but a lot of different guys have had the opportunity to kind of shine out of the backfield. Richard Newton's kind of come back. He's getting healthy. Cam Davis, Will Nixon, another guy that's an incoming transfer. And then Sam Adams had his first career touches this past week. It was good to see 28 touches of football. Can you just tell me a little bit about this room and the cohesiveness and kind of coming together under Coach Marks?
Yeah, we got a little brotherhood in the room. A lot of us are really close, and, you know, there's a lot of talent in the room, and we try to apply ourselves and work on making each other better and improving, you know, every day at practice. And it's been awesome kind of to learn things from them, and I hope that they're learning things from me. And as long as we continue to improve together, I think we'll be solid throughout the season. So
I think coming in as a new guy and but also being a veteran and being voted a co-captain, first, I'm kind of curious, what were those 6 weeks like between when you showed up and when people are like, oh, yeah, no, he's good. He's a leader. Like, we're going to make him a co-captain. What was just getting to know them, and how are you handling your leadership style given the fact that you are the veteran but you're also new?
Right. I think a lot of people, you know, consider transitions very hard. But when I came into the program, it was really easy, and it was, you know, a big reason to do with the players themselves. I mean, right when I came in, and, you know, no awkward feelings, no any hate or anything like that when new guys come in, but it was just a family aspect from the very beginning. I just felt very comfortable with them, and obviously we have a lot of great leaders on the team, guys who have been leading for a very long time, which is super awesome. But, you know, to be voted was such an honor, and, you know, really emotional for me because of, you know, how much trust that they had in me to be voted in that situation. And so a lot of great leaders, but just glad to be at the forefront of that and, you know, be able to move along with them.
Coach,
I remember telling Wayne, and I could see on his face, you know, he talks about being emotional. I could tell, like, wow, you know, like, really? And him appreciating, just like you said, you know, how much the players entrusted in him already in that short amount of time. And, you know, he doesn't take that lightly.
Coach Marks told me this morning, he said the thing that's neat about Wayne is, like, a lot of guys are tight with guys in their room. And I know you're trying to cultivate a team unity from, you know, across all positions and sides of the ball and everything. But he says 21 gets along with everybody, like all the quarterbacks, all the offensive linemen, defensive players. Like, he's just seemed to come in and had a really easy time getting to know a lot of these guys.
Yeah, I think he's got great relationships in a short amount of time. People trusting him, and, you know, he holds himself to such a high level. He's so accountable to himself that he's able to already, and it happened during fall camp, hold others accountable as well. And, man, that's special when you can do that in just a few weeks. Mm-hmm. And it says a lot about, you know, just what he does and who he is, and we're so lucky to have him here.
I know there's positivity, encouraging people when things are going well. Then there's, hey, sometimes you got to say something to, like, try to get everybody together. We got about 30 seconds left, but I'm just kind of curious, how do you positively provide feedback to people that, hey, we can up our game here?
Right, I think it starts with everyone's mindset. Everybody wants to win, and so when we try to help each other out, you know, it's all coming out of love, and it's all coming out of the energy that we want to win. And in order to do that, we have to keep each other accountable, regardless of the situation. So,
yeah, awesome. Wayne Talapapa, thanks so much for taking the awesome time and coming out. Co-captain for the Huskies right here. Head coach Kalen DeBoer, thanks for your time as well. We can't wait for this game at the Rose Bowl. It'll be fun on Friday night, 7:35 kickoff. Our pregame coverage statewide will begin at 5:30. Locally on Flagship, 93.3 FM KJR in Seattle, it'll be 3:30 p.m. with our pregame coverage. Washington at UCLA. Both teams 4-0. It'll be a good one on the Washington Sports Network from Learfield. So long, folks.
This has been the Husky Football Coaches Show on the Washington Sports Network from Learfield. The Husky Football Coaches Show was brought to you by Air Van Moving, the official mover of Husky football and your next move. The proceeding has been a Learfield presentation of the Washington Sports Network.